There are less than 3 weeks left before Election Day, and for the first time in 2 decades, the seat for Baltimore mayor is open because Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake isn't seeking a second elected term in office. On November 8th, city residents will face a ballot listing Democrat Catherine Pugh, Republican Alan Walden, and the Green Party's Joshua Harris. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on what they want to do for Baltimore as mayor.
For nearly half a century, the general election has been a mere formality for the Democratic candidate running to lead Baltimore. And that was evident when the current mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, commented on the race last month.
You know, Baltimore is a very heavily Democratic city. And I think the better than even money is on the fact that Senator Pugh will be our next mayor.
But Pugh, who has represented the city in Annapolis for more than a decade, is not ready to declare victory yet, stressing the importance of other races.
It's not just about being the mayor of the city. It is also a U.S. Senate race in the city. There's a congressional race in the city. There's a presidential race in the city. So I don't want anybody to think that I've been crowned anything until November the 8th.
Pugh says she is spending every moment she can looking at ways to move Baltimore forward. She wants the city to grow a faster rate than the 10,000 families in a decade Rawlings Blake has proposed, adding that it's crucial if Baltimore wants a strong voice in the General Assembly.
This is a city that was built for 1 million people, down to 640,000. And this is a city that once had 10 state senators, now 5 1/4. It's essential that we grow our city.
Pugh says she wants to reduce property taxes with the goal of $1.50 per $100 of assessed value or less. The rate is currently just more than $2. And she also has an eye towards developing neighborhoods, particularly where vacants are plentiful, in partnership with the community.
We have areas of the city that hasn't even been developed yet. We've got areas that are torn down and worn down. We own 15,000 board of houses, the city does, in this city, with private developers owning another 15,000. So if we're going to recreate neighborhoods and communities, you know, I say let's look at scale.
Overall, Pugh is looking at doing things in a better way. She says she teamed up with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Government to find ways to make city government better.
Looking at the various departments and agencies in terms of how they currently function, whether they're effective. You know, when you have agencies that have been in place for decades, you know, I think at some point you begin to take a look and see how are we actually functioning and what do we need to do to improve the outcomes for our citizens.
Meanwhile, Republican Alan Walden says he wants to make it smaller.
There are layers of bureaucracy within government that simply have to be eliminated. Now, I'm not trying to go out there and hack away at people's jobs and people's livelihood. That's the farthest thing I have from my mind.
Walden, who was a regular presence on WBAL radio for 2 decades, says with the exception of police, fire, and schools, other city agencies and departments would be under a microscope. For example,
the housing department, boy, does that need a working over. Absolutely. Public assistance, difficult. We'd have to look very careful about various public assistance programs.
Walden wants to cut the property taxes as well, but adds the current pace of the rate cut is taking too long.
I want to cut taxes 30% in 1 year.
He also says Baltimore needs to be redefined and celebrated, not apologized for.
We spend too much of our time apologizing rather than celebrating. And after we're finished apologizing, we spend too much of our time looking for places to wallow in collective guilt or in collective mourning over something that's happened.
Walden says Baltimore still has a lot of cool left, and that the time apologizing could be used for dealing with city problems. One of those problems, according to Green Party candidate Joshua Harris, is a divided city.
We know the tale of two cities, one that gets investment, one that gets resources, and one that doesn't. One that's been undervalued, ignored. The Baltimore that we saw in spring 2015, the Baltimore that we see every day in East and West Baltimore.
Harris says he wants to unite the city, first by leveling the field economically. He's proposing the city create its own bank to hold its money, rather than relying on commercial institutions. The example he brings up is the state-operated Bank of North Dakota.
We can leverage it and make the exact same investments that they do on Wall Street, but every penny of interest earned, every dollar, comes back to the citizens of Baltimore, back into the city.
Harris says the interest could pay for more teachers, clean up lead problems in school water supplies, and invest in transportation and sewers.
We can say that we want another 20% of interest earned to go directly towards road repairs and infrastructure costs so that our citizens can stop footing the burden of having to replace tires and axles on their cars so frequently because of the ridiculous amount of potholes that we have in the city.
Harris, who has worked as a legislative aide in Annapolis, says he would represent a clean slate for Baltimore. He's not a Democrat, and he's not a Republican. But the possibility of pushing more progressive policies with a new city council and a state legislature long dominated by Democrats excites him.
Maryland is, in theory, a progressive state, and Baltimore is a progressive city. And so this isn't a Democrat-Republican dynamic that we're looking at. This is really a dynamic that will work in favor of putting forth progressive policy solutions, I believe.
Harris, however, is not going along with the current mayor's prediction that Senator Pugh will be the next mayor. He pointed to the last gubernatorial election as evidence.
They declared the winner in 2014 as Anthony Brown. Every poll, every media outlet. And look, we have Governor Larry Hogan, don't we?
Alan Walden doesn't think much of Rawlings Blake's better than even bet either. He's banking on his ideas and passion for Baltimore. He's also counting on being active on the campaign trail.
I show up. I talk to people. I shake hands. I talk to them one-on-one or in small groups or in larger groups.
The mayor's race grew by one last week as former Mayor Sheila Dixon launched a write-in campaign. Dixon says her campaign platform has not changed from the primary when she lost to Pugh.
My leadership ability, my qualifications, and my drive to be able to make change and to really address some of the issues that we are facing here in this city, none of the other candidates can even begin to start doing that.
While Dixon will have to get people to write her name in correctly on November 8th, Walden, Pugh, and Harris will have their names printed on the ballot. And because it's a general election, that means people do not have to be beholden to their party if they so choose. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.